welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus. The following is part of a series of Heart Healthy Wellcasts designed by Jessica Guterman, dietetic intern.
Hi, this is Jessica Guterman, dietetic intern at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Glazer, cardiologist. And today we're going to be discussing the problem of cardiovascular disease with a particular focus on women. So just to get started, could you give us an idea of how large the problem of cardiovascular disease is here in the United States?
Jessica, cardiovascular disease is a huge problem in the United States. Every year, the American Heart Association releases the most up-to-date statistics. And every year, it's the same old story. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of American men and women every year. In fact, about 2,300 Americans die every day from some form of cardiovascular disease.
That's a lot of people. Can you go ahead and explain what you mean when you say cardiovascular disease?
Yes, well, the American Heart Association uses the term to include people with the following diagnoses: high blood pressure or hypertension, coronary heart disease, which includes people with angina or people who have had a heart attack or myocardial infarction, people with stroke, and people with heart failure. It's estimated that over 81 million adult Americans have one or more of these diagnoses. That's about one out of every three Americans.
It's not a positive statistic. What about peripheral arterial disease? Is that considered heart disease?
Peripheral arterial disease is not considered heart disease, and people with PAD are not included in the numbers that I mentioned. However, it's important to know that peripheral arterial disease is usually blockages very similar to the blockages that form in the heart arteries, but they form in the leg arteries, the arteries going into the arms, and the arteries going toward the head. And people with peripheral arterial disease oftentimes do have heart disease and vice versa.
Okay. What percentage of Americans with cardiovascular disease are women?
Women make up just over 50% of all of the Americans with cardiovascular disease. So that's more than 42 million women with one of those diagnoses that I mentioned. In fact, that's about one out of every three women have some form of cardiovascular disease.
Wow, that's not very light news. Is there anything on the flip side, anything good you can tell us?
Well, there is some good news, and that is that from the years 1996 to 2006, there's actually been a decrease in the death rate from cardiovascular disease, a 26% reduction in the rate of dying from this problem. And that's probably due to a couple of things. One is our treatment of cardiovascular disease continues to improve every year. And as more and more people, particularly women, become aware of this problem, they're modifying their risk factors, and that has helped reduce the death rate. Unfortunately, because of the epidemic of obesity and diabetes, the death rate is still higher than we'd like to see it.
I guess it's good to hear that people are taking some steps in their everyday lives to improve that statistic. How frequently does a heart attack occur?
Well, this is some staggering numbers I'm about to give you, but in 2010, it is estimated that 785,000 Americans will have their first heart attack. 470,000 will have a second or third heart attack, and then another 195,000 will have a heart attack and not even know it. So as I said at the beginning, this is a very large problem in America.
Yeah, it does sound very serious. What would you say some of the differences are between coronary heart disease in men and in women?
Well, one of the main differences is that it tends to show up later in life in women than it does in men. The average age for a man to have his first heart attack is about 65. And for women, it's about 70. Another difference between men and women is that the symptoms are sometimes different. Without a doubt, the most common presentation of someone with a heart attack is having severe discomfort in the chest, usually a burning or a tightness. It sometimes moves into the arm, into the jaw. It's usually associated with sweating, with shortness of breath, sometimes nausea, vomiting. But in women, oftentimes their symptoms are more subtle. The discomfort may just be in the neck and the shoulder. It could be in the belly or the abdomen. It may just be nausea. They may have fatigue. They may come in with shortness of breath. So the symptoms tend to be a little harder to diagnose in women. But once the diagnosis is made in both men and women, they tend to be treated the same.
Well, it's good to be aware of those differences. What about the major risk factors for coronary heart disease?
Well, there are five classic major risk factors, one of which is high blood pressure, a second is diabetes, a third is high cholesterol, specifically the bad cholesterol, which is LDL. A fourth major risk factor for coronary heart disease is cigarette smoking. And the final major risk factor is a family history of coronary heart disease, particularly in a sibling or a parent.
Now, for a person or an individual, is there a particular way you can estimate or calculate a person's risk for having a heart attack?
Yes, there is. And your doctor should be able to help you with this. There is a Framingham risk assessment tool that can be found online, and your doctor should be able to plug into this tool certain information that will allow him to calculate what your risk will be for having a heart attack in the next 10 years. And typically, the risk would be low, intermediate, or high.
You mentioned lifestyle changes before, and more people are starting to take actions. What sort of particular lifestyle changes are you referring to?
Yes, we call them therapeutic lifestyle changes that can be instituted to help lower your risk. And there are four. One is obvious. Do not smoke or use any tobacco products. Number two, maintain a healthy weight. Number three, exercise at least 30 minutes a day, 5 times a week. And number four, eat a heart-healthy diet.
Would you mind just briefly mentioning what the components are of a heart-healthy diet?
Sure. A heart-healthy diet includes fruits and vegetables, whole grains and high fiber, eating an oily fish at least 2 times a week, limiting your saturated fat, trans fat, and your cholesterol, trying to minimize drinks and foods that are high in sugar, choosing and preparing food with little or no salt, and finally, if you drink alcohol, do so in moderation.
Great. Thank you for sharing those. Any other specific recommendations that you can make for the listeners?
Well, I think that any one of your listeners who is concerned about their heart health should do the following. They should check their blood pressure 4 times in the next 2 weeks and write down the readings. And then take that list to their primary care physician. And when they go to the office of their doctor, don't have anything to eat or drink when they arrive that morning. So he can check a fasting lipid profile and a fasting blood sugar. And he can screen you for diabetes and for a high cholesterol level.
Is there anything that I can read that will give me more information about this issue?
Yes, there's an excellent reference that you can find online. And it's called the Healthy Heart Handbook for Women. It's put out by the United States Department of Health and Human Services, and I would highly recommend this reading to all of your female listeners because it probably reviews most of what I've said and gives you a lot more information that we haven't covered.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I'm sure our listeners really appreciate all of the information you shared. So thank you again, Dr. Glazer, for your time.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.